Good morning, gentlemen, and for those of you listening at home. So yesterday we were discussing about the primary part of Torah, Tefillah, that it's really an idea of Omed Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have a sensation, so to speak, and a cognitive reality that you are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speaking with Him, and it's not necessarily speaking to a theory or a concept, but rather speaking to something real. So, and that, then he points out that at the very end, he says a person must work to come up with different paths in order to feel that closeness, so to speak, okay? And to work hard on tefillah. So he says, Dugma lekach, he gives the following example, Mekisvei Arizal, getting Kabbalistic here. Te'inyin chazaras hashatz, one of my pet peeves in life, chazaras hashatz, yesh ba maila atzuma al tefillah salachash. There is something that is more beneficial for our tefillah b'tzibur, for our chazaras hashatz, for the returning a repetition of Shmona Esrei, than for the silent Shmona Esrei. Of course, I have to tell, you'll see in a moment what my pet peeve is. And of course, it behooves me to make the joke now as to what do you call it when somebody grabs a rebound and puts it back in? Chazaras hashatz. Anyway, you get it? Okay. Not even a little bit of a smile. V'yesh hevdil ben...
2 years ago, it didn't even
no?
smile.
All right. You know, you got to keep going back. Even if there's no... Maybe I'll get the next time. V'yesh hevdil ben shnei chalakei tefillah. There is a distinction between these two types of tefillah, the first Shmona Esrei and the Chazaras Hashatz. That what? Madregas b'li shir v'erach. Al zeh ramzu chazal. Chazal have alluded to this in Brachas Daf Lamed Beis. His palel v'lo ne'aneh. Let's say you daven and you weren't answered. What should one do? Yachzav yispal. Malchim will say it again. Umifarish hagra, the Hilig Hagra says, the Hainu Chazar Sashatz. What is that repetition? It's the repetition of Shmona Esrei. To make sure you answered is Chazar Sashatz. Dibot tluya in yes tefil. What is our answering of the tefil is dependent upon Chazar Sashatz. Ve'alzeh ne'emar. On this, the pasuk says, Hein kel kabir lo yimas. This is the God who does not get disgusted by it. Chazal zogt, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu moes b'tfilosin shel rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not get disgusted with the tefillah of the masses. The Chazaras Hashatz b'mahusa. Chazaras Hashatz, in its very core essence, he, tefillah shel tzibur, is called the tefillah of the masses. It's not just one guy repeating it because we didn't know how to do it, but it is the tefillah of the community. Remez l'kol zehuma. Before we go weiter, you know, it's always funny to me. At the end of davening, somebody says, we say tehillim. Oh, givaldik. No, wouldn't it be amazing if everyone said amen to the bracha rifa'inu earlier? Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us these kochas, and we ignore them because we only think that the only thing that could work is that. But He has given us the Chazaras Hashatz, He's given us the Tefillah Shel Tzibur, which is unbelievably powerful. Remez l'kol zeh. An allusion to this, Masha Tefillah Samid Chova Shetei Belachash. We have an allusion to this, that the Tefillah of Shmona Esrei is obligatory, that it has to be quiet. But Chazaras Hashatz, Bekol Ram, is out loud. Shetfilas alachash, the silent Shmona Esrei, lerov yukrosahi, kaadim hamachbi yahalom yakar. It's the silent Shmona Esrei is like somebody was hiding a precious gem, shalu yachtefuhu listim mimenu, so that the marauders, the robbers, the ganovim, they don't come to steal his precious jewels. That's the Shmona Esrei belachash, our first round. Mashenkin Chazaras Hashatz, as opposed to the Chazaras Hashatz, Dargosi he kol kach, its madrega, its level is so exalted. El Yona Shein Shamaga Lalistin Vekochas Aram Klal. The robbers can't get to it. We're not embarrassed, it's not a good word. We're not scared that we need to say it quietly to keep it away from the robbers to steal our Shmona Esrei, because they can't get to the Tefillah B'tzibur. Shekvar Omer Hu B'dveikis Kol Kach La'Melech, because the Tefillah Shel Tzibur, the Chazaras Hashatz, the closeness to Hashem is overwhelming that the Ganovim cannot possibly get to it. Ach'en Kan Yoser Shum Sakana, there's no danger. Mekochos Zorim, from the strange Kochos. Ve'en Kan Shum Chshash, there's no concern that these tefillos should chas v'shalom be stolen. I'll explain in a moment what that means. He's going to give a mashal in a moment. Many of us, we don't know this. We are not aware of the power of the Chazar Sashatz, that it's so powerful that the Garavim cannot get to it, that it's a direct line with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't need to hide from it. Chazar Sashatzi Eslam Lechatchila. This is my pet peeve. Here he is. Shara B'Tfila says it black on white. Chazar Sashatz is a time ideally zmana miyuad le'inyan be'ez sefer. Oh, they have a seder in Chazara of the Daf Yomi during Chazar Sashatz. Oh, stam zman mevuzes. Or Chas V'Shalom, you see it in the shuls. They take out their cell phones and they start responding to all their text messages. I'll give you another pet peeve of mine. People say the korban, you know, people, they have those special, the korbanos that they say, ketores. People say the ketores during the Chazar Sashatz. What are you doing? I want to yell at these people. This is not the time. You want to say the ketores, be mosu nefesh, take time after davening and say it. Chazar Sashatz is the time to say amen to each and every bracha. Pet peeve, shein kamo. The Shara B'Tfila saying, the Chazar Sashatz is the time that we could have a tremendous connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the whole Yisod Tefillah, and yet we mavaz, we say, well, you know what, I'm going to do this Einfalt that I came up with, of this Ketores that's become big in the last 50 years.
Should one try to finish it then Shmoneh Esrei early?
That's a good question. Should daven in a minyan that you're able to finish on time. Right. In other words, sometimes you have a choice between the Vasika minion and the 7 o'clock minion. Right? These are our choices. They daven the same time, Vasika at 7 o'clock this time of year. So if you daven Vasika, you don't have time. If you daven 7, you won't. I've given myself Musar, you understand? It's good Hara.
7:30 is the only minion that we saw other than Vasika that you would have time at.
I don't know which one, but the I don't want Mavazve is a shul, chas v'shalom. It depends on your Shmoneh Esrei, but the Vasikin is beautiful. The 6 o'clock is actually not as. There's certain Minyanim that are fast. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The Efshir, the 8 o'clock, the 8:30 is very slow. The Efshir, Sheyavuru, Shim Shana, Mibli, Sheyakavin, Bechazar, Sashat, Safilu, Pamachas. You could pass 70 years of your life without thinking about Shmoneh Esrei during Chazar, Sashat once. Vafilum Shomeyas, Habrachas, Vonamin. If you hear the Brachas and you say Amen. You're not thinking about the brachas that the Chazan said. You're not thinking about Parnassah for Klal Yisrael in the middle of Bracha Bracha later. You're not thinking about Refuahs for Klal Yisrael during Rafa'enu. This comes from a lack of knowledge and a lack of chinuch in the idea of Chazar Sashatz. Wow! That's why it's halacha. That's
what's
other things. By the way, Rav Shechter, because of this, you know what Rav Shechter's makbi to do? He stands in place during Chazar Sashatz, because it's the Tefillah Shel Tzibur. There's a Rebbe here who does that. Not anymore. Rabbi Leibowitz, I think, stands like that. What?
My dad does that.
Look at this. I don't. I used to do it Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I used to do it. Then I became the Makri. So you became the Makri, I have to walk, because I have to go up and call and blow and this and that, you know, so...
Call
but
place.
You can't.
What about the rabbis that learned during Chazar
Sashatz? No. Ask them. It's a kasha. How about the rabbi who speaks Lashon Hara? It's a kasha. Meaning, we're humans and they're frail, and it's not supposed to be. During Chazar Sashatz, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to say the tefillah, not to say the tefillah, to pay, follow along with the tefillah, to tefillah shel tzibur, which is Eino Moeh, says the Chazal. The Arizal was saying that this is critical. And we have an opportunity to accomplish things, Chazar Sashatz, we can't accomplish during the Tefillah Salachash. And yet, people don't. Because, why don't? Because people don't realize the chashivis of it. I'm not doing it, so then it can't be so good, right? We don't like to be passive. Whatever the reasons are, there are 100 reasons. You know, why do people speak Lashon Hara? I don't know. Why do? Because it's fun, right? Whatever it is. But what you have in front of you is an opportunity of a lifetime. It's unbelievable. Anyway. But it's amazing that both of your dads do that. So few people do that. It's that both of your dads do that. That's why you're both here at 7:33 as opposed to sleeping. Now you understand? You come from chinuch. You can speak about this. This is a home of chinuch. My kids say, my dad's an oisvar. So, you know, they're sleeping. I didn't chas v'shal. Marshal, Misha Kana Mechonis, gives the following marshal. Rav Pinkus is a gadol in machshava and in marshal. His examples are gavaldik. So you bought a car, right? You got this? Could you imagine? Watch this. The guy who doesn't take Chazar Sashatz seriously. Listen to this, Marshall. It's unbelievable. Somebody who buys a car, every single day he takes the car and he goes the way he went the first day. He doesn't know there are other paths. He just thinks there's one way to travel. He doesn't realize that the car could do so many things. Right? He goes into gear. Right? I don't know, he's got a stick shift that he could do all kinds of things. But Epis, he learned the first day to do one thing and that's it. He buys a $100,000 car, a Lamborghini, and he uses it to go 50 miles an hour. The Lamborghini could do so many things. Rav Yeager Tryashev always talks about the Lamborghini. You understand? This is what a person does. Could you imagine? And you think that this is the very purpose of the car, that it should only travel 20 kilometers, because that's how you learned how to drive on the first day. Shaita! It could travel 100 kilometers an hour and stop on a dime. But you think, again, don't try this at home, but you think that this is the only way to travel, because that's what you learned on day one. So you think, okay, Davish, what that's right?
100 kilometers is only about
55. 60. Right? The Adarab, I have to get ready. I'm going to show on Sunday night, so it always says it. I love going 100 kilometers an hour on the highway. I'm like, you feel like I mentioned. Anyway, the Adarab, the opposite is true. Rob is a koch atzma mehiris noro. She is a harbe yoser maher me'alichas adam. This guy is so fired up. He's driving 20 kilometers an hour. He says, "Oh, it's going much faster than anybody could run." And sometimes he goes crazy. He gets to 40 kilometers an hour. 40 kilometers an hour. Rose Mamish, he's Mamish feeling like, oh, gewaldig. But the truth is, Haroe, somebody who sees this, Yavin, he understands, that the great strength of this car, stumim, v'chasumim in front of his Mamish sealed up in front of him. All this because of one lack of knowledge. And all this is because all he has to do is learn a little bit about the engine with the strength that it has in his hands. So can you imagine you never learned the shtickle? You don't know the power of Chazar Zashatz. It's our idea that we have to learn about Tefillah in order to understand how wonderful it is, in order to utilize the strength of Tefillah. In this week's parsha, we see the Koyach HaTefillah. How do we see the Koyach HaTefillah? It's a funny thing. Paro goes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, do me a favor, stop the Tzfardeim! Stop the frogs!
I always found that
interesting. So Moshe goes and davens to stop the frogs. Frecht, Shrier, Akasha.
Tomorrow.
Let the frogs... why tomorrow? That's so funny. Let the frogs go. But why does he want to stop the frogs? Spoiler alert. Let the frogs overrun the Mitzrayim and make them crazy. Why does he want to stop the frogs? So he wants to show the Koyach HaTefillah. Look, when I daven, I could stop the frogs. The Koyach HaTefillah.
Well, that's for every Makkah.
A lot of them, yeah. He's showing the Koyach, meaning what was the whole point of Makkah? It's not necessarily to punish the Mitzrayim, but to show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you show the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's through the Koyach HaTefillah, right? Oh! It's really the relationship between us and Hashem.
Also,
anyway.
It could be for also the Jews, that they could see that.
Yeah.
Someone dancing.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Schwab on this week's parasha. Spoiler alert. It's part of my vort. Anyway. Ha'etza Vayter, now we're up to Dalet. Ha'etza Ikaris. The primary advice, Echlalos b'madregas atfila, how to climb the levels of tefillah, l'hasik ba kavana ha'ru'uyahi, l'kfoas manim la'avodas atfilah. The best way to improve your tefillah is to set aside time to work on your davening, mechutz l'zmani atfilah atzmam, with the outside of the time of davening. Pet peeve. Ready for a pet peeve? You know those beautiful svarim, praying with fire? And they have the translation within it. You know those maroon svarim? They come out a lot during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We have a taich of each of the words, and people love those.
Pathway to prayer.
I love it. You want to hear a pet peeve? They shouldn't be used during davening. What? Storch, they improve my davening. What are you talking about? No, they should be used before davening. You know what you should do during davening? Daven. Crazy, right? No, that's his learning. It's learning. Because you're opening it up, you say, Baruch, Baruch, this is what Baruch means. Ata, this is what Ata means. No, you should know that before davening. What he's suggesting here, a simple idea. You should take time, not during davening, to learn about davening. Pathway to prayer is gevaldik sefer. When should you use pathway to prayer? Not during davening, before davening. Bismarat tefillah, tzarech l'espal ha'etev. During davening, you have to daven. That requires tremendous yigiyah. It requires focus. The hardest thing to do during davening is focus. I've said this 100 times. We should say Tfilas HaDerech before davening. Why? Because our mind goes all over the place. It's not a time to sit and to work on davening, to increase our knowledge of davening. That this we have to do through learning of the svarim, through the cleansing of the heart, to understand it. That's what we should do, not during the time of davening. It's a big chiddush. Could you imagine a surgeon in the middle of surgery going to Google and looking up how to do the surgery? That's pathways to prayer. What does the surgeon do?
What does the surgeon do? It reminds me and brings back Havana out.
Okay.
I can't be mechavim with that as well without it.
But I think that but if it's the first time you're looking at it during davening, it's a shver zayin. It's a shver zayin.
Then why use a sitter at all?
Again, we should get to a point where you don't use a sitter. Avada, you shouldn't be holding something. But the idea of the taich is you're looking there, you're looking back. You're looking there, you're looking back. You're looking there, you're looking back. That's learning. Could you imagine if you knew what the words meant before davening and you're able to pour your heart out straight, even using a sitter?
No, but it also breaks it up well.
If you knew the kavanah you're supposed to have beforehand, it's a much higher thing.
It says in the beginning, like Rav Shach said, that you should like master each bracha one
yes.
by one.
Yes, so. Yes. Yeah. Not during davening. 100%. Everybody says, the only way to improve your davening is to take one bracha at a time. It's all true. But not davening is not the time to learn. Davening is the time to daven, and learning is the time to learn. That's the yesod I'm trying to spell out here. This is not my yesod. I heard this from maybe Rav Pinkus is saying it. Be Rav Reuven Leuchter. Rav Leuchter in Eretz Yisrael says this. Says like this. We saw this by Avraham Avinu. She yeshu tefila she kumo melchama. That tefila is like a war. By war, what do we know? How do you win a war? Do you win a war by like in the middle of war? Running out there into battle without knowing what you're doing. Sheikra atzlacha, the primary way of winning a war, tluya b'hachana kodem islah. It's all dependent upon the preparation. When America got Osama bin Laden, it took 4 or 5 years of preparation. Then they understood what the castle looked like. They knew every prat and every detail of what his hideout in wherever that place was. Abinadaj, whatever. But not in Paris. Yeah, they knew exactly what every single ounce of the castle looked like. They were so meticulously prepared. They zipped in, they zipped out. The Yidden, when the hijacking happened in Libya, Operation Thunderbolt, they had a master plan. And the winning was not in when they got out of the plane, they knew where they were going. Every single aspect of the raid of Entebbe was laid out in advance. V'lo you talking like Geshus LaMochama. It's not shaykh to go to war. V'rak az b'shas ma'isa. And then, just at the time of war, l'tzachnein es ofni ha'lachama v'lachadid ha'charava. It's not shaykh when you get out to war all of a sudden to start sharpening the swords. Shrei benkach u'benkach yiskaber oyev. Because then the enemy's going to win. So too, v'cheinu b'tfila. So too when it comes to tfila. Em yishtadol rak b'shas ma'isa. If you only think at the time of the action, of the time of the tvila, oris halev was palakaroi to daven properly, benkachu benkach hamachshav mishotes vatvila nekedeboy. Your tvila is not going to be like it's required. Vinim tehefsu tvilasa, and it turns out you're going to lose out on your tvila. Ve'etsa bezes. How do you counteract that? It's pashut. Lilma b'sfarim amarim ayichidim esadibra lasoros bekavanas tvila. You should learn this sfarim that awaken and arise your kavanas and tvila. Lekvoa itim uzmanim kvumos. That to set aside time like we're doing now for learning about davening. Vilomanas amamarim becheshek to learn these maimer chazal with great desire. Ubis pilas hanefesh v'shloya hafsek zman godol ben amul. Not to have a lot of we're going to learn once a month about the importance of tvila. It's a joke. This is why that if you learn once in a while, it doesn't really work. Because there's large breaks between them. You have to have these awakenings that are constantly happening. Everybody have a marvelous Shabbos, and hopefully your tefillahs should be miskabel.
I think we should.